Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Friday the 13th. Da-da-da-da. That should be a question. What is it about Friday the 13th? But it is Friday the 13th, so July. We are heading towards the middle of the month, and we're just going for it. And it's hot everywhere, so we're dealing with that. But life is good. We are taking things on one at a time. I've been talking to a lot of people, and, you know, yesterday I was chatting through my inbox with one of our listeners, and she was concerned, you know, that there's so much bad around us and so much craziness around us. And, you know, wow, there's like no good left in the world. I feel defeated. And I'm like, no, there's a lot of good. There's more good now than there ever has been. And I say that clearly. All we hear about over and over and over again, if it bleeds, it leads. Anything that's horrible will lead in the news, and people get depressed watching the news and they still turn it on. And yet if they turn it off and don't watch it, those two or three or four incidences in our whole world that they keep playing over and over again go away. There's nothing we can do about something like that in the news. Or criminals are in the news all day long. You are neither a criminal nor are you a politician. So if you're not a politician, you're just getting a microscope into their job, which affects us. But unless we quit our own job to make a point to the what we see on the news, not period, because we can build our communities, we grow through our churches, we grow through our neighborhoods. There's so much good in this world that you almost wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, I'm on a walk, no surprise, but I love to walk, so I'm walking in a new neighborhood that I've never walked in before. And I'm going down the street. And there's this, somebody built what looked like a mailbox. But it was, you know, bigger. It was wider. It had a window. It had a little door so you could see through the window. And it was, like, protected from the elements. But it looked like a little house on a stick. So I weird, and I just happened to see, take one or put one in. And I thought, take what or put what in? And I'd look, and it was books. And what they did on that block of homes, and it was probably a block of about, I want to say maybe 25 to 30 homes on each side of the street. But what they do is when they've read a book, they put the book in this box. They were all good books, all recent books. And I guess everyone can just read the books. It's like a neighborhood little library. I mean, there weren't more than like 10 or 12 books in there. But imagine how cool that was that anyone even thought about that or built that house for the books. We are creative. We are innovative. We are finding ways to reach each other. We are reaching each other. We're doing our best. I can feel that. But don't let frustration find you so that you feel like no matter how good you're doing something, it doesn't matter in the world. If it matters to you, it matters to your family. It matters to your friends. It matters to their friends. It matters to your work. It matters to all the people you touch. It is so easy to fall apart because we have so many ways to do that. They show us in movies. They show us on shows. They show us every single place in the world. And every time something great happens in any kind of program we see, we always wait for the other shoe to drop. We've been trained. But the other shoe doesn't have to drop. No matter what happens, if you understand your own mind. You don't have to understand mine or someone else's. But when you understand yours, that's your pot of gold right there. Because if you know you and you know what you're capable of and you know that you can create a reality around you that you actually enjoy, that you can clean your home, build your home, fix your home, take care of yourself, take care of your kids, take care of your friends, with love, time, that when you work and you give it everything you've got, even though it may not be your final job, your big job, or your passion, but you're on your way to it. Hey, this is what you look like on your way. This is what you look like growing. This is what you look like happy. So the world, yes, crazy. Do we have to really buy into how crazy? No, want to leave the country. Want to leave their families because they can't agree. But what if we just knew that we're never going to agree with everybody? We don't have to see things the same way. And even if we don't have to fight the people that we don't. Told me in the beginning, because I was overwhelmed by how much crazy was going on. And then I had Christopher Sedre's question for the week. Nadia, do you think there are only good spirits and no evil? Because I think there are both good and bad beings. Thanks. Yeah, of course. I mean, we have so much evidence of people who can hurt other people. We have a lot of evidence of people who can cheat other people or cheat on other people. But the bottom line is the people that are hurting other people have that. They have, and I'm going to call it, it is a disease, by the way, or a disorder, is narcissism. People who can't see other people, all they can see is themselves. And they're so insecure inside that to cover that up, they have to do a lot of things that we are, when you have feeling people, because I don't say narcissistic people don't feel. They do feel because they feel that rejection and insecurity. But the way they cover it up and the way they can't admit that they have that, and the way they need everyone else as pawns as opposed to partners ends up isolating them, not you. You can leave. People are doing stuff like that. They have to live with themselves, not with you. Your end has a choice. Their end doesn't. So what Christ said to me when I was like, ah, there's all these people and they do this and they do that, and gosh, how do we find a good place to live in this world? The good place to live in this world is in your own heart. There are good people. 7-8 months of my life have only met people who are working to help other people. And there's a lot of them. If they can't do it with time, they're doing it with money. If they can't do it with money, they're doing it with love, with support, with mentoring. There's so many ways for us to help each other. I see Liam wrote in the chat, wouldn't it be nice if there was a good news show? You're listening to it, buddy. No, I'm kidding. This is a good news show because we are good news. We are good news. People are good news. Yes, we're not all the same. Yes, there's some of us that do some awful things, awful things. But that's why seeing Christ, why knowing Christ, writing the book, has given me a perspective that believes in us. There will always be more good, more strength, more love than the lacks of love, than injured love, than hurt, than pain. We are rising above the stuff we were taught. We used to just believe, well, that's life. Well, nobody gets their way. Well, put up and shut up, and all these sayings that we had. But now we're like, really? And, you know, there's people, I've talked to them, and you tell them how good things are going in your life, they're like, wow, I'm finally happy for you. And I'm like, why, you weren't happy before? I was happy before. Yeah, but you were struggling and suffering. I said, I still am in some ways. It's just that I'm different. I'm different. And go and life do not define us. What defines us is who we are inside our heart, no matter what's going on around us. There's parts of our world where people are captured or held prisoner or doing certain things, not parts of our world, but down at the border in the U.S. But nobody can touch your heart or take its contents or take your imagination or take your relationship with God or take your relationship with the people you love away from you. And you may think, well, that and a cup of coffee will get me whatever. But no, that is what we work for all our lives, is that inner peace. No matter who tries to subdue you or tries to take away your strength. I remember as a child, knowing my culture only had certain limits and, you know, if I did this, oh no, everybody would talk about me and then my parents will be upset. But my brain was bigger than those limits for some reason. I kept saying, but why can't we do that? Well, why can I not eat pork, but my neighbor can and they'll go to heaven and I won't? I wear shorts. Why can't I date? Why can't I do this as a profession? It was like limited to just this narrow road. Why can't we dance at a wedding and my neighbors can't? If we all have one God, how did we end up with all these rules? Nobody was able, not even me actually at the time, to mess with what I felt inside my heart. The most powerful part of us is also coincides with what we think is the smallest part of us that nobody knows. Like, okay, that's what I do on my own time. I get to think or listen to music or whatever it is. But what you carry in your heart, never underestimate. The way you feel about God, the way you feel about yourself drives everything else in your life. Even if you're agnostic, even if you're atheist, I love talking to atheists and agnostics. I love it because I know what I saw. And then when I do tell them what I saw, I just see this peace and this light that comes out in between us. I am sure of my heart. I do know what I saw, and I share it. By people talking to each other, we enrich each other. Good news. Don't confuse good news with happy news. Happy news is, oh my gosh, we just won whatever, or we're going here today, or we're going to do Disneyland, or that's all happy fun. But good news. Good news is stuff that's permanent inside of us. Good news is that we know we have each other. Good news is knowing that your heart knows you. You've given it a chance to speak. You've given yourself a chance to listen to your soul. You're not scared of who you are. When I hear people who say, but this happened to me, and they live in their injuries. And I can get them out. Sometimes I get them out. They want to go right back in because it's too hard to be themselves. They don't know how to accept it. And then maybe over time, you know, the light starts to turn on a little bit. And they say, oh, you know, I guess if I believed that I could be okay, I could actually really be okay. And I always ask people, why do you live in that reality? I had somebody tell me the other day, they went to a big luncheon, and she was saying to me, you know, well, everybody was eating, and I didn't eat. I get too much anxiety when I eat around people, and I don't like the food, and I make better food at home, and da 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 da. And I'm like, so you didn't eat? No, I have too much anxiety. I don't like to eat. I like to talk to people instead. I said, but everybody's there at a restaurant, right? Yes. And everybody else is eating. Yes. And you didn't eat because you have anxiety about eating around people. Yes. So you didn't eat for anxiety. So everyone else is eating, and you're fighting this invisible demon, this invisible fear or feeling that we just label everything under. I'm anxious, I have anxiety. You had that in your mind that you couldn't. But everybody else could because they didn't have that in their mind. Well, yeah, that's actually what I did. So it's all about this little inner circle about you that takes you away, that gives you a reason to feel special or sad or something's different about you or weak or strength. Whatever it is, you've identified so highly with the anxiety that you take it to dinner with you. It's your friend. It's the invisible person sitting next to you. It's dictating you being nervous, you know, you almost not going, and then you finally go, and then you won't eat, and then you won't do this, and then you finally leave. And you have to go through this whole thing just to go out. No wonder you choose not to go out most of the time. But you do realize that you brought this with you, kept it there, and took it home. And then we're even proud of the fact that you didn't eat as though what? Who cared? Because you needed to feel protected somewhere, somehow. But if you can see that, and you realize that really what you need is protection. And if you get protection, you won't have that anxiety. The protection is knowing that you will be okay no matter where you're at in life. Anxiety is a fear of our futures, a fear of our next day, a fear of our next hours at times. So much so that it just cuts us off at the knees. But when you realize you need it, so you let it stay, that's a whole nother story. Because once I point that out, the person with the anxiety realizes, hey, that energy isn't even mine. I know this sounds crazy, but I have worked with this, like I want to call it, we call it, I know my son and I call it OCD, but it's OCD, and then we have an antidote for OCD, and it's DCO. And we keep saying that, okay, OCD wants to strip you of your life. It wants to do the opposite thing of what you should do. Don't talk to that person. Don't go out. Don't do this. Don't drive here. Don't go there. Don't try this profession. Don't. Bad will happen to you, but the bad that's happening to you is that you're not doing it. So I always say, what would DCO do? Oh, DCO would tell OCD to be quiet. DCO would tell OCD that it's taking it away from you. Like, why would you take that away from me? And now you're having a conversation with the energy that's stripping you of who you are. Because if ego had its way, we'd all be living in a box. So I want you guys to know that ego is losing. We're all out of the box. We're all happy to be where we're at. Enough of an extent to reach out to each other, to have found each other. We are strong people. We do have great imaginations. We do have great resources within us. You know, I see online all day everyone saying, you know, unconditional love, self-love, this, that, and all these different ways to say it. And I'm like, okay, we got it. Let's go on. What do we do with that self-love? What do we do with that contentment? Because now we're ready for that. We realize we have to pay attention to our, and then because I've only talked to people that we've talked about this with for a long time, as I started going out in the world and saying it brand new to people, just saying it brand new and seeing their worlds light up, I thought, oh, Christ, it took me 16 years to get that. When he told me, walk and talk, don't stop at every port. Now I know why. Because when we hear hope, we get happy. We want to plan our lives differently. We want to plan what we do differently, even to the point where we might even want different color clothes to wear. Bright things, happier things, more progressive thinking. We start wanting to meet other people. We start wanting to do other things. We don't need. We don't need to hurt ourselves anymore. So I see quest in the chat. It says, so listening about our soul, its contents, its intentions, listening about love and truth and purity is all the good news story of our time, of all time. Yes. And then ego in reverse is O-G-E, our greatest energy. And then Francis writes, that was Liam. And then Francis writes, what does DCO stand for? Different cognitive organization, Francis from Liam. DCO is just, we call it the OCD antidote. We just took the letters and flipped them the other way. I know it sounds funny, but we do it and it works because it's like the opposite of OCD. OCD doesn't want you to do anything. DCO tells you the opposite. Well, what OCD tells you, don't go out. DCO says, hey, why aren't you going out? What do you fear? Because usually it's a fear that ego starts telling us, well, you're going to go out, you're going to see these people, they don't care about you, you don't care about them, you don't want to give them time. No! Then you actually, let's say, overcome that, and you go out, and you go, wow, I really had a good time. And you're surprised. Interesting. But at the end of the day, there's always more good in you than what bothered you. And that's true for our world. It's true for our world. I had one more question I wanted to get to. It's from Marco in the Netherlands. And he said, "Dear Nadia, I don't know, or my question is an interesting topic for the radio show. I'll let you decide. I was thinking about radiation which we receive from mobile phones, Bluetooth, wireless internet. These signals are everywhere that touch our body that can probably penetrate our body too. I have to tell you, Marco, that there is radiation in our air from all of this. And the interesting thing is, though, we didn't just get here, but I always think of somebody from the 1800s showing up now. Fast pace, all the noise, all the technology, using the whatever's in our ear to be able to communicate freely, walk around with computers. Can you imagine the overstimulation that would bring? They'd be like, "What are you guys doing? The kind of food we eat, all of it, the way we dress, everything. All has some kind of nutty stuff in it. And we're breathing it and we're alive. We're used to it. We're up to the pace. I don't know how much of it affects us. I don't think we know yet. We do have a lot of interesting kinds of illnesses, disorders. We have a lot of that going on. But we can't attribute it to any one thing. So there is stuff getting into us. I don't think we have any proof yet of how much, why, where it's from, the combination of things, and how it bothers us. But the way I look at it at this point in time is that every single day, your best. Do what makes you happy, because that happiness, that contentment, keeps you strong, keeps your body strong, keeps your mind strong, and it wards off a lot of stuff that could just stick on you because you're already available for all the negative things by not listening to yourself. I'm going to say it one more time. You're already available for things if you are expecting the worst of life. Keep your energy high. You guys, I will not be here Monday morning. I'm going to be in Arkansas, but I'll be on my way to the airport. But I will be here Tuesday. I will see you then. I can't wait. Have a great and safe weekend. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.